Welcome back to the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show. Don Trenum, our guest in the season, is complete. The regular season over. Another one in the books for Don Trenum in the game. We'll come back. Our thanks to RBC Dane Rauscher, Jackets & Company, Color Aid Television, GM Petroleum. Back with the head coach of the Lady Yellow Jackets. This is the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
Stella's Kitchen & Bakery is Billings' number one choice for fresh muffins, breads, and cinnamon rolls. We also feature great breakfast and lunch specialties that have made Stella's a local legend. Just passing through Billings, Stella's Kitchen & Bakery has partnered with the Best Western Clock Tower Inn to offer college fans special room rates and the best room service in town. Stay at the Best Western Clock Tower Inn and walk to the very best of the Magic City. From shopping and dining to area culture and nightlife, you'll find it all right next to the clock tower.
Back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show, the final, wrapping it up, the regular season, Perkins Restaurants, Orthopedic Surgeons, State Farm Insurance, St. Vincent Healthcare, thanks to all the corporate partners in 2007-2008 for Montana State University Billings Athletics. As the Yellow Jackets hit the road, they took on Seattle and fell 2-1, but they, a very strong, nationally ranked Seattle team, and Coach Don Trenum, you did get on the board, and how did you, obviously being out of town, how did you feel about the remaining of the season, and talk a little bit about that last game on the road?
Yeah, well, you know, Pat, it was a challenging year for us. There was a lot of things that happened, that made it challenging, but I thought one thing that was good about this team, is they continued to work hard in that last 2 weeks of the season. And, going over to Seattle University, a quality program, they made the national tournament as the number two seed in our region. We didn't play well at all in the first half. Not at all. Down 2-0. Probably could have been a little bit worse, to be honest with you. So 45 minutes ago in the game, down 2-0. On the road against a great team on their senior day, last 45 minutes of the season, could have packed it in. And I think the players came out in that second half and really responded great. I think we'll build on that last 45 minutes. Came out against a team that is a great team and won the second half. You know, we lost the game, but we did win the second half, so we'll take a positive from that. Scored a tremendous goal. Amy Stevens, a senior, crossed a left-footed ball in. Chelsea Lilly with a great header to the far post against probably one of the best goalkeepers in the conference. So just a quality goal against a quality team. But we'll build on that. But it was good to see them fight in that last 45 minutes because they certainly could have packed it in.
Like you had said, a lot of ups and downs this year, on and off the field, always challenges for a coach. You're dealing with young athletes. But like you had said, how much does that say? Just you can learn a lot about your team when you're coming down to the end. And so to speak, not a lot to play for, as far as a national tournament or anything. But I guess you can always find out about your players. And, they're always playing for something. So what did you find out about this team through the year and through all the adversity up and down?
Well, I found out they'll fight. They'll battle all the way through it. But we've got to get better in some areas in the offseason. The players know that. I know that. I think we'll really see the character of our program here in this offseason. We'll see the character of the coaching staff. We'll see the character of all the players. We've got some seniors that are going to have to, some new seniors that are going to have to step up in leadership roles. Bottom line is we're 9-10-1. And, you don't want to be negative, but that's not acceptable. That's not the standards that we all set for ourselves in this program. We all work very hard year-round, and I don't think anybody in this offseason is going to accept having a 9-10-1 record because I think we're better than that. I think the players, I think the character will come out. I think we'll see who will work hard and make some adjustments. Because things have to change. You know, we can talk about injuries and this and that happened and we lost these players. But bottom line is we're 9-10-1. And I take full responsibility for that. And I think the players are going to take some responsibility, and hopefully we're going to bounce back.
Gil Izak, a soccer show brought to you in part by Chinook Wireless, Denny Menholt, Chevy Hummer, and Yellow Book. So, Coach, where do you go from here with on the recruiting road, and what's left for you before, like, you know, the recruits and the high schools finish out, and I guess all kinds of, we talked about it over the years, all kinds of events probably in the so-called off-season with potential recruits?
Yeah, I think, you know, first of all, I think we've got some very good players here that are here. I think we've got 19 that are coming back next year, and I feel there's a lot of the pieces of the puzzle here. I think we've got to go out and bring in a few more pieces of the puzzle to complement the already good players in the program. So, you know, we're working hard on that. We've got two verbal commitments at this point. We can't go into the names or anything, but we've got two verbal commitments that we feel pretty good about. And we'll try and bring in probably another 2 to 4 players. And that's starting right now. Allie and I are sitting down, as we have through the entire fall season, trying to bring in those 2 to 4 players that are going to help us go to the next level. We want to have a winning program here. But even more than a winning program, we're not going to settle for that. The goal of this program, and it needs to be clear, and I know this is where we all want to be, is to win the GNAC, to get to the NCAA tournament, and then to start doing damage there. We've got a long way to go, but we have the pieces here. We've just got to maybe work just a little bit harder.
Tougher conference than last year. How'd you think that went in the GNAC? Aside from the record, you did fine at home. Maybe struggle a little bit on the road. How did you think the season went within the new conference? And all of a sudden, as we mentioned, we even probably mentioned at the beginning of this year, next year you're going to know more. The year after that, you're going to even know more. How did you feel about the GNAC once you were had a complete season yourself?
Well, we finished fourth, which is where we were picked to finish, so I guess we didn't let anybody down there. In all seriousness, it's a very difficult conference. But that's why players came to play here. They wanted the challenge of that. So we're excited to be in it. This conference, if you don't come out with your game, you will lose. That is the way it is in this conference, from top to bottom. Doesn't matter if you're playing the team that finished eighth or you're playing the team that's the top-ranked team, one of the top-ranked teams in the country. If you don't come out to play, you can get beat. And that's exciting, I think, to know that every single game you have to be at your top level. And there were times this year where we were at the top level and we did very good. And there were times when we didn't come out to play and we got punished for it. So I'm excited about that. I take that as a challenge. The players take that as a challenge. And, hey, that's what it's about. That's what it's about, playing the best. And we're in a conference where we get to do that on a week-in, week-out basis, and that's fun.
Don Trenum, Lady Yellow Jackets soccer. And, Coach, the fun part and great news, but talk a little bit about the developments and, I guess, final approval on the field for next year, and hopefully they can get that thing up and running and finish the work at Auto COT for the soccer teams.
Yeah, that's was great news at the end of last week. It has been a challenging year for everybody, so it's good to get some positive there. It's good to get the field. They're going to start that hopefully any day now. It's going to be a quality facility, best in the state of Montana for soccer, one of the best in the region. Lights, turf, you name it, it's going to be out there. We're going to host a lot of games that we're going to play in. There's going to be a lot of high school games out there, games for community teams. It's going to be a great community field and a great university field. We're looking forward to it. That's the next step for our program. I think we've got good kids here. We've got good players. We're doing the right things. Both programs are having some success. We didn't have a facility. Now we've got a facility. So we're very excited about that.
How much did you get involved in that, and they get you and the coaches involved in the planning of the field and the changes?
Well, Pat, I'm chairing the steering committee that's raising the money for that, so I would say I'm pretty involved. it's been a lot of work, but not only me. I mean, we've got a great steering committee, and people don't donate money to a program that they don't believe in. So I think that says a lot about my kids, the work that they do in the community, both on the men's and women's side, how well they do in the classroom, how well they do on the field. People in this community believe in them because all the money that's been raised for this has come from the community. And we've raised $325,000 to date, and we still have a lot of money to raise, but $325,000, which we pretty much started back in May, so in less than 6 months, has been pretty impressive support from the community. But I think that's because they believe in these student-athletes up here.
And finally, Coach John Tenham, lead of the Yellow Jackets Soccer Show as the director of, you know, soccer operations. What about the briefly comment on the men's season?
I thought, you know, Dan McNally, head coach Dan McNally, and his assistant Adam Spinelli, and all those players, one of the best soccer seasons, you know, on both the men's and women's side that the program's had in 12 years here. And, my hat's off to them because they, first winning season. And, you know, I was talking to Coach McNally yesterday, who, you know, obviously is a little disappointed and has every right to be. I believe they deserve to be there. They had a great season. But at the end of the day, if we would have told them at the beginning of the year it would be 13-4-1, first winning season, I think you would have took it. And they worked very hard for that. They have nothing to be disappointed about. Sometimes committees make decisions that we disagree with. I know that program. I know those coaches. I know those players. I know they'll be in that tournament next year. So I tremendous job by the coaching staff and the players over there.
All right, Coach, I don't know if you have any closing words, but we appreciate your help all year long for our soccer season. And like this, never ends for a coach these days. And even the student-athletes, I guess, a 24/7 thing. And I guess you just keep doing your thing and prepare for the fall.
We've enjoyed everybody's support this year. We're going to be back next year. We're going to work hard here. We started Monday morning at 8 o'clock. And the coaching staff will work hard. The players will work hard. And you know, this 9-10-1 season is we're disappointed in it, but there are some positives, and we look forward to 2008 already.
All right, the head coach of the Lady Yellow Jackets, the soccer show, Don Tenner, Pat Bolin, thanks for listening.